A team from the International Atomic Energy Agency will visit Syria on June 22nd to pursue an investigation into U.S. intelligence alleging that Damascus secretly built an atomic reactor. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The alleged reactor site was destroyed in an Israeli air raid last September, and Washington handed over intelligence to the International Atomic Energy Agency in April for verification purposes. Syria has denied any covert nuclear arms project. IAEA Director Mohammed El-Baradei told a meeting of the agency's 35-nation board of governors that he takes the accusations seriously.
I should emphasize that Syria, like all states with comprehensive safeguard agreement, has an obligation to report the planning and construction of any nuclear facility to the agency.
He did not say whether Syria would allow inspectors to examine the Al-Kabar site bombed by Israel in the country's remote northeast desert. Since that time, Syria had not reacted to repeated agency requests for a visit to check out the allegations, using the interval to erect another structure over the site, a move that heightened suspicions of a possible cover-up. El-Baradei also repeated his criticism of Israel and the United States, taking the U.S. task for waiting so long to brief him on its suspicions and Israel for its airstrike.
It is deeply regrettable that information concerning this installation was not provided to the agency in a timely manner, and that force was resorted to unilaterally before the agency was given an opportunity to establish the facts.
During his briefing, El-Baradei also leveled criticism at Iran, saying that the allegations that the country is developing a nuclear weapons program remain a serious concern. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.